It's 8 o'clock. Welcome to Van Cristo Radio Theater.
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
The case of the New Jersey trio, whose nocturnal audacity netted them a fortune, until one misstep before dark shed light on a dozen 50-cent pieces.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Benny.
Do you youngsters ever ask you, what did you do before television was invented? Now, sometimes it's hard to answer that question in a way that they'll understand. Of course, we read, and we played out in the fresh air a lot more. At least that's what we tell the kids. But maybe there's another answer. Ask them to come in now and listen to these wonderful bits of imaginative trivia. Did I hear one of the kids mention our old friend, the Lone Ranger? He was there and held us just as captivated as television's version.
The Lone Ranger!
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
Return to those golden days of yesteryear with Jack Benny as your narrative guide whenever you want with your own copy of Great Moments in Radio. It's now just $4.95 from Van Cristo Radio Theater. Send your check or money order to Great Moments in Radio, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. Your purchase not only brings you this intriguing, living record of radio history, but helps to keep Van Cristo Radio Theater on the air. Your check or money order for $4.95 to Great Moments in Radio, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. Order today.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable John B. Keenan, Commissioner of Public Safety of the City of Newark, New Jersey, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Commissioner Keenan.
Thank you, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Suppose we begin tonight's case in the city of Newark, New Jersey, just a little over a year ago. It was 7:30 on a bright, sunny morning when a big hulk of a man stepped as lightly as he could toward the door of his attic flat on Milford Avenue. He stopped when he reached it, listened for a moment, then took out his keys.
Very show. Mary Jo.
Get out of here.
Hey, now, sweetheart, baby.
I told you to get out of here. The next one's going to hit you.
Baby, doll, now don't pick your feathers up.
You were sitting in a bar all night alone, practically, waiting for you to show up. I got a scratch your eyes out.
I was working, baby.
I don't care what you were doing. You were supposed to meet me. I've never so embarrassed in all my life.
Baby, doll, it was a last-minute deal. We were sitting around, and Yak says, he says, come on, fellas, I got just the thing for tonight.
Yak says this, Yak says that. Yakety, yakety, yakety.
Honest, Mary Jo, that's just the way it was. I couldn't get near a phone.
They got phones in airplanes nowadays, and you got nerve enough to tell me on dry land you can't get near a phone.
Baby, doll, look, how much dough did I have last night? $50, $100, tops, $100. Well, look at this. Does this look like $100?
Blue, that's a fortune.
You see, didn't I tell you I was working? Where would I get all this scratch if I wasn't working?
Okay, I believe you. Come on, give.
Oh, Mary Jo.
Give, Blue.
Baby doll, a man's got to have money in his pocket.
Give.
Yeah, give. All I do around here is give. Here. But I had 100 to start, at least 100.
20, 40, 60, 80, 90, 100. There's 100.
Thanks. I work all night. What do I get for nothing?
I'm putting it away for a rainy day. Yeah. You sure Yak gave you all that was coming to you?
What's the matter? Ain't that enough for you?
I don't trust that Yak, you know. And you're just stupid enough he could give you a short count.
Listen, Tony and me were right there when it was counted out. And who's stupid?
You are. You got a strong back but a gimpy head. I'll bet you were looking out the window when Tony took the money out of the safe.
I was not. There wasn't no windows. The place was air-conditioned.
You ask Antonio, a couple of slick operators, Lou. You gotta watch them.
Now, listen, nobody can put anything over on me. Now, look, baby doll, it was some job getting that safe, but I'm starved. Have you got a little breakfast laying around?
I have not.
Oh, baby doll.
You got your clothes on? Run down to the diner.
Look, make breakfast, and I got a present for you.
Yeah? What kind of a present?
Will you make breakfast?
Let's see the present.
All right. Here, I got 12 of them.
What's that? Counterfeit?
It is not. That's a good American half dollar.
Yeah? Sounds okay.
Only Yak says they're worth $5 a piece.
Oh, who'd be crazy enough to give $5 for a 50-cent piece?
Yak says they're collector's items from the Columbus expedition. They didn't make very many of them, so they're worth $5 a piece. There was 36 of them in the safe. We each got 12.
All right. Let's have.
Will you make breakfast?
Let's have, Blue.
Yeah. Hey, baby doll. So Tony says he's going to keep his good luck charms, he says.
Good luck charms? Oh, 50-cent piece is worth $5. That's a twist.
Well, maybe it's inflation or something.
Maybe. All right. Come on in the kitchen.
Thanks, baby doll. I'm starved. Really starved.
Lieutenant Flynn, Bandit Squad.
Hello, Lieutenant. Sergeant O'Byrne.
What did it look like, Tom?
Like a safe job ought to look. They pushed in a back door, went upstairs to the office, knocked the combination off the safe, jimmied it open, and got at the cash.
Uh-huh.
It was a pretty hefty box, Lieutenant. Must have taken them a good part of the night.
How much was in it?
Well, I haven't figured it up exactly yet. Somewhere around $1,400, $1,500.
All they took was the cash, huh?
Yep, all cash, Lieutenant. But there's one item of cash that might help us.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, the office manager collected coins. He brought 36, Columbian Exposition commemorative half dollars to the office the other day. Somebody wanted to buy them, so he stuck them in the safe. Well, they're missing with the rest of the cash.
Now, those half dollars are a pretty rare item.
Rare enough, he says. Especially 36 of them in one lot.
Yeah. That might help, Tom.
And the office manager's got a list of collectors and dealers and that sort of stuff.
Good, bring it in. We'll get in touch with all those dealers and ask them to be on the lookout for a block of those half dollars.
Now, listen, Yak, I can't ride around all night. I got to meet Mary Jo.
What are you worried about, Flo? Let her wait.
Let her wait? You don't know Mary Jo. Tell him, Tony. Tell him how she is.
What's the matter, Blues? You're big enough to handle that twist. Mary Jo, she gets sore. You apologize. You give her a kick in the face.
You guys got no sympathy.
There it is, caught safe. You mean the rest of us?
Yeah. The office is on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
My information is every night, two big sacks of dough go upstairs and into the safe.
Yeah.
They take them to the bank in the morning.
Are you sure they ain't got no puzzle now?
I'm positive.
Yeah? What makes you so positive, Jack?
Well, they figure they don't need it.
What do they figure? They're immune or something?
Why send the dough for protection when there's a police station just down the block?
Yeah, but how do we do the police station? Where?
Look down the street.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Don't you think the joint's just a little risky? Police station, it ain't 50 yards from this place.
Yeah, and there's cops coming and going all night.
That safe is loaded.
Maybe so. But I want to know, can we make it?
I don't think we can make it. Not with the police station so close.
Listen, Blow, you just use the muscle, huh? Now, we'll have to work fast and quiet, but I think we'll be okay.
For when?
What's the matter with tonight? That's the place closes.
Why not? I got it with me, my good luck charm.
Hey, fellas, not tonight. I promised Mary Jo a good time. She's getting all dressed up.
Have your good time some other night.
Guys,
listen, Blue, wife or no wife, when we got a deal going, nothing interferes. We work good together. I don't want no outside influences influencing the operation. Except for tonight. Well, we'll drive around town a while until we get to the end.
Why do you guys always make me trouble?
We'll stop someplace, Blue. Get the lady on the telephone. Tell her you're going to be busy.
Tell her I'm going to be busy. Now, baby doll, baby doll, Yak wants to do it tonight. Yak says there might be 10 grand in that safe. He thinks there's a good chance.
10 grand?
Yeah, Yak says so, maybe.
Well, Blue, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to go out tonight.
I'm kind of sleepy anyway. We can make it tomorrow night.
Oh, that's good, baby duck.
But you can sure and see that those two monkeys don't give you a short count.
They won't. They won't.
And bring it all home. Every penny.
Okay, make it fast, Tony. Get in the doorway.
Yeah.
Now, let's get that door open.
I think maybe with the back door, it would be safer, Jack.
Safer, maybe, but the front is easier. Go on, Miss Maddie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like working on the sidewalk practically, either.
Get it under the line.
I'm doing okay. Let me handle it. Okay, just this.
Hold it. What? A couple of guys.
Huh?
I don't know. Stand close against the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I take my car down. Any dollar get over the dumpster, right? I'm under the bridge. Janitor told me. Can I ask him? Wait a minute. You got
a light? Can I ask him how much money he gave me to trade? Huh? Well, oh, he says 11 million. 11 million, I can buy it. You know what the
president is saying? I said that for a while.
Yeah.
You
got some of those half dollars. It was good luck, eh? You think they were cops?
What difference does it make? They walk by, didn't they? Get it off.
That police station, she's awful close.
You'll be inside if you don't get that door open.
Yeah, there it is.
Good, Tony. Go on, you get upstairs and start to look around. I'll go to the car and get Blue to bring the tools.
Well, gangbusters listeners, this gang of safe burglars, led by the daring James Jack Denta, had broken into a darkened restaurant not 50 yards from Newark's 2nd Precinct Police Station. Before the night was over, a 500-pound safe gave them the fright of their lives.
Jetzt Zauberlehrling. Hat der alte Hexenmeister sich doch einmal wegbegeben? Und nun sollen seine Geister auch nach Freien...
When you're trying to do business for someone, it pays to speak their language. In fact, it pays so well that smart businessmen make sure their advertising agency talks the language of their customers.
They have to be designed. Yes, that's basically what I'm looking for, and then the main problem is exactly how do we reach them. I mean, what will they...
Like if your customers are engineers, then you speak to them in engineering.
The product is good, and we want to know exactly how we're going to be able to market it.
Now, you started test marketing first in Seattle.
That's correct.
Now, what was the response to those
applications? Oh, if they're in package goods, you speak to them in
that's
marketing.
That's what we're talking about, those wide-angle shots, right up from the heel, tight on the bell.
I want to come up with, you know, the layouts that we had last week, baby.
Let me get them in.
If they're hit, you hit them back. In spades. At Van Crystal Associates, we know the languages of doing business. We know who to talk to, how to reach them, what to tell them, and how to say it to sell it. Van Crystal Associates Advertising, Boston.
And now back to Gangbusters. And here again is tonight's narrator, Commissioner John B. Keenan. Well, this gang of burglars found that breaking into a restaurant not 50 yards from a Newark, New Jersey police station was not so difficult as opening the safe upstairs on the second floor. They had been at it for nearly 2 hours and were still working hard.
All right, Blue. Tony's got it set in there. Lay on it with a sledge again.
Okay.
Again. Again.
Brother.
Hold it just a second.
Well, Tony, what do you say?
It sounds bad, Jack.
Listen, Jack, maybe we ought to give it up. We're making plenty of noise here for 2 hours and with the cops right next door, practically.
How about it, Tony? Can you get it open?
I can't. With these tools? No.
I think we better get out of here.
That's a good idea, Yak.
We'll get out, but we'll take the safe with us.
Take it with us?
Sure, why not?
Oh, no, not me.
What's the matter? This thing should only weigh about 500 pounds. We carry our pickle boxes in this.
Yeah, but not down a flight of stairs like that, and not with the police department for neighbors.
I'm not passing up this kind of dough. We'll take the safe out with us. Tony, go turn the car around. Pull it up in front of the door downstairs.
Okay, yes, right away.
Well, thank goodness this thing's on rollers anyway. That makes it a little easier. Come on, Bill, let's push it.
Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How are we going to get it down all those stairs?
We'll get it down.
Yeah? And the cops. Suppose some of them are walking to the station house or drive.
We'll be all right. Okay, hold it here. Now, let me figure this out.
You know, that's an awful big thing to get down those stairs, Yank.
Yeah, I know. We can't carry it down. That's a cinch.
Do you really think there's that much dough in there?
Yeah. What are you going to do with yours? Yeah, step at a time, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Give it to Mary Jo, I guess.
You're kidding. Not all of it.
Yeah, she saves it for a rainy day. She says she takes every penny. Listen, we ain't got all night. How are we going to get that safe downstairs?
I'll push it from the back. You support it.
I support it.
We'll let the wheels and back rest on each step, see?
Yeah.
You hold the front up. Hold your front up.
Okay. Push. I got a hold of it. Thank you. Yeah, but I don't know how long it'll be, okay?
What are you worried? We only got 20 steps to go. Get set.
Okay, push.
All right.
Hold it on
to the ball. Grab it, help
me. Okay, don't get excited. Hold it.
Holy jump.
All right, out the front door.
Come on,
Fab.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Make sure
you get that thing down.
Yeah, let's get out.
This will
be here first. Step right out in the middle of the
sidewalk. Step right through the door. Watch
my hand. Come on, come on, first. Get in the car. Let's get out of here.
Some bait goes with it.
Yeah.
No problem. Land on the wheel. Push. Go on. Let's go. Over the back. Okay. All right. Leave it together. Mr. Wren.
I got it. Oh, come on. No good. No good. No good.
Tony, get the car. Pull on with us.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Come on.
All right. Stay on the road.
Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Push him.
Just finished a preliminary count on what was in the safe.
How much?
A little over 6,000.
What a haul.
Yeah, not bad for a nice work.
Any sign of fingerprints up there?
No, not a thing. Nothing except the tools.
They won't help us much. The safe must come down those stairs with some force. Tell not the door frame. Clean out.
Yeah. Must have sounded like an earthquake.
That's going to give us a little trouble, Tom. I know the papers. They're going to play up how close this thing was to the precinct house.
Guys, if they had a lucky break, I bet there's a squad car or a couple of patrolmen past this door on foot every 5 minutes all night long.
That's not going to be any answer. The only answer will be to get them. Come on upstairs. I want another look at those tools they left.
Glass of milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're kidding. I got rye, gin, beer.
I like milk.
Okay. You like milk?
Wait a minute. I'll go to the kitchen with you. What time did Bruce say he'd be back?
He didn't say.
Oh, here. Let me.
Oh, much obliged.
All right.
You know, I could wait 4 years for Blue to open the door for me. Well, how do you like that? We have got milk. You sure now?
Positive.
4 years I could wait.
Blue's not very bright, is he?
Well, no. But he's generous.
Yeah, so he tells me. Yeah, it's been cold.
Blue is a very nice type of man to have around. Everything I want, I get.
I know. You told me he gave you the whole $2,000 from the restaurant deal.
I'm saving it for a rainy day. Most everything he earns, I'm saving for a rainy day.
His rainy day, yours.
I don't understand.
I mean, are you waiting to get all you can from Blue and then fly someplace?
That's an insult.
What do I care what's between you and him?
How that? Yeah. I'm waiting to get all I can. Don't you think I earned it?
Maybe you did, Mary Jo.
I'll say I did. Now, what's the real reason you're here?
To see Blue.
Is that so? Blue told me you sent him downtown for something.
Is that so?
You bet that's so.
You know, you're a pretty cute kid.
Do you really think so?
I said so, didn't I?
You want some more milk?
No. No, thanks. I'm on the limit. Oh, before I forget it, when Blue gets back, tell him we got a little deal on tonight. Tell him to meet Tony and me at the usual place. Call for the boot there, Mary Jo.
Thanks. Oh, I could kill him. Murder him. But murder him. What is it, Blue?
Listen, Mary Jo.
Don't you know this is Saturday night and I'm in a tavern trying to have a good time because you don't have the decency to take your own wife out like a gentleman?
Yeah, but, Mary Jo.
So what's the idea of disturbing me?
Now, listen, baby doll. We were out on a job. Tony stuck his hand through a window in the alley trying to get in the supermarket. He cut himself pretty bad.
So what do you want me to do about it? Take him to a doctor.
Well, Yak says he can't go to a doctor. Yak wants you to fix Tony up.
Oh. Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah, baby doll. Will you please?
All right. Bring him to the flat. I'll meet you there.
Oh, Mary Jo, that's great. I'll never forget that.
Okay, bring him to the flat before he dies.
Get me one more drink, will you, Blue?
Hold still there, Tony. Oh. I don't expect you to get your bandage up if you're squirming. Tell him to hold still, Yak.
Okay, I hold still. Don't look as bad as I thought, Tony.
Don't look good to me.
What do you know?
I wouldn't have cut myself this way except my good luck charms. I lose them someplace.
Those $5 half dollars, huh? Well, there you are. As good as new.
Now, could I have one more drink?
Yeah, if...
I'll get it. I could use one myself. Anybody else?
I'll go with you. Have a glass of milk.
Sure, Yak. We're loaded with milk. Help yourself.
Thanks. Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah?
You think you can get away from Blue for a while tomorrow afternoon?
I don't know. Why?
Oh, no reason. I just thought you'd like to do a little, Sunday driving with me.
Why, yes. I'd love it.
Okay. Pick you up about 2 o'clock.
Lieutenant Flynn.
Hello, Lieutenant. Dr. Tom O'Byrne.
Yeah, Tom?
Listen, maybe we got a break. The 3rd Precinct Desk Sergeant just called me. A kid walked into the station house with 12 of those Columbia Exposition half dollars.
Where'd he get them?
Well, he was on his way to Sunday school and found them in an alley behind a supermarket out there. They were all in a little chamois bag.
Behind a supermarket?
That's what the kid said.
Was the supermarket broken into last night?
Well, we got no report of it, Lieutenant. They're not open today.
Well, meet me down at the garage. We'll run out there and take a look around. Right now.
Okay, Mary Jo. We can get rolling again.
Well, this has certainly been a fine Sunday afternoon ride. I thought you were going to take me out in the country for dinner or something.
I like to ride around in town, Mary Jo.
And what was the idea of stopping here and getting out for a walk around a grocery store and leaving me sit in the car?
I had a look at something in the back of a supermarket.
What kind of a good time do you call that? And all the trouble I went through to get away from Blue.
I'll tell you what, Mary Jo. I'll take it back to him right now.
Oh. Now you're going to do me a favor?
No. I'm going to do Blue a favor.
Well, this supermarket won't be no trouble now. We did most of the work last night.
Yeah, Tony, I found some of yours right under the window here this afternoon. Yeah.
My lucky charms. I must have dropped in last night.
Come on, guys, let's get inside. What are we standing here talking?
Okay. Here you go up, Tony. Close them up, Flo.
Okay.
Can you get through?
Yeah, I can see.
Okay. We'll go around front. Open the door for us. Come on, Flo.
Yes. If you're smart, Yak, riding by here this afternoon with Mary Jo and taking a look.
The neighborhood's empty on Sunday. There's a good chance nobody even found what we did last night, so I thought I'd say.
Yeah, that is smart. I thought all that work last night was down the drain.
Nothing's ever down the drain with me, Blue. And, want to give you a piece of advice.
Yeah? What?
I've been learning a few things about Mary Jo.
Yeah? Ain't she a sweet kid?
Like I said, we're a good combination. I don't want anything to happen to her.
Oh, nothing will.
Get all your dope back from Mary Jo, then throw her out.
Throw her out? But you...
She's fixing to leave you, so you might as well beat her to the draw. Ah, Tony. Come on.
Listen, Yak, what are you talking
about? Just do what I tell you.
Yep, put up.
Go on, kid.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
All right, get him up, both of you.
No, not me, you don't.
Here we go. Okay, here it is. Here's the gun. Don't shoot.
The next one will be right at you.
How will you? Keep him up.
Okay, I'm through, believe me.
You're through, all right. Now go on. Get over against that wall with your partner, both of you.
Go on. Move.
Against the wall. Go on.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, Newark detectives, after discovering evidence of an attempted burglary, reasoned the safecrackers might return to finish the job. So they planted the Colombian half dollars where they were left and waited for the burglars to show up again. James Jack Denta received a maximum sentence of 28 years and Tony Palumbo 21 years in New Jersey State Prison. Their accomplices received lesser terms.
Thank you, Commissioner John B. Keenan, for this most interesting case history. And Gangbusters, congratulations to all the officers of the Newark Police Department who participated in the investigation leading to the arrests and convictions.
Well, it's time for our Radio Buff Contest of the Week now. We're going to ask you a question about old-time radio, and if you have the answer, you just send in your answer to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. Last week's question concerned the theme of a program concerning a United States woman senator who had succeeded her husband, believed lost in the war. The theme was, of course, Claire de Lune, and our winner, drawn from all correct entries, Mr. Alan Teed of Salem Street in Rockland, Massachusetts. Mr. Teed will soon be receiving his copy of Orson Welles' production of The War of the Worlds. Now, for your chance to win a copy of this famed production, listen closely. A daily adventure series about newlyweds ran into trouble when they had a radio child who proved unpopular. A heartrending death sequence wrote the child out of the series. Edith Davis and Les Tremaine played the couple, and this music was the theme of the program. Will you please tell us the name of this music? Identify that theme. If you can, mail your answer before this Tuesday midnight to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. One winner will be drawn from all correct entries. The judge's decision is final, so mail your answer now. Tell us the name of that theme. Mail it to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116.
Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Nurse and directed by William Sweet, with Ann Thomas and Ralph Bell in leading roles. Roger Foster speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
And it comes to you every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Van Cristo Radio Theater on WCRB.